others inside there, with the ATF and so on and so forth, then if he was wiped out early on in the investigation, keep it quiet, it's now becoming far more clear that it was a government.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, just in America, and on this Saturday, the 18th day of August, 2012, I'll be your host for 1 hour. Today's program notes, located at larkintexas.blogspot.com, are titled Isms, those schools of thought I regard as mere fragments of religio-philosophy, potentially as many in this world as there are people. But as we have seen, our slavers mean to keep us dumbed down, to then entrain us into conformity and to groupthink, to cause us to forget that we were born to be free and independent. Now, last week we spoke to self-rule, the state, to government, the collective entity doctrine, the law of contract, to friars, even to schmucks. Did any of you bother to take that quiz to learn whether you too might be a schmuck or not? Lewis Hughes and Charlie Miller joined in, and they asserted in their monograph that no government on, in, or of America may contract in any manner whatsoever. But this week, as I approach my first anniversary here on RBN, I thought it about time I got some of these damnable isms off my chest and impart them to you for your amusement. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This might get fun.
Any effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Purified water?
Check.
MREs?
14 cases? Check.
Seed bank? Seed bank?
No seed bank.
What do you mean, no seed bank?
Honey, it's just so confusing. I don't know which one to buy.
I met the Texas Ready Seed Lady at a gun show last weekend. Her Liberty Seed Banks blow everything else away.
Why do you say that?
Well, check out this brochure, which I kind of forgot to give you.
Oops.
Yeah, sorry. Look, here. They have over 75 varieties, which means that if something doesn't grow well this year, there's plenty of other stuff to fall back on.
Oh, hey! They have instruction manuals, too.
Exactly. Buy one.
Check.
Flashlights?
Check.
Batteries?
Check.
Box of dum-dum shells?
Check, check.
Yes, friends, you may order your Texas Ready Heirloom Seed Bank at TexasReady.net. That's TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Welcome back. Never think these words are altogether unimportant. To those who would be your slavers, they are all important, because for them, They provide the justification for keeping you off guard and in confusion, caught up in organized crime with racketeering, and thus beholden to their diktats of the community. Yet never think that vocabulary makes the man, any more than wealth measured in company script or possessions does. So long as you sense lack or perceptions of scarcity, most often they are false, you will know fear and dependency, because although they will tell you it is love that is their organizing principle of governance, it is your self-management induced through fear that is their ultimate aim. And if you'd like to share with us some thought-provoking words yourself, please do. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. First, some gentle reminders of some words to precede our race through these isms. Let's remember these words: cognitive dissonance. That uncomfortable sensation of holding two conflicting ideas simultaneously. A trait we all share. And then there's that colloquial term known as slide, which is a conditioned response that dead ends one's thinking as it terminates debate or an examination of the topic at hand. This phenomenon is at once induced by choice, and more often than we might realize, by clever design. Because what did the late Earl Shoreham say to us? What was he hinting at? In A Nation of Salesmen, but that every one of us is a salesman. Yet information itself was not the precursor to knowledge. This is what he said. It was indeed the age of information, but information was not the precursor to knowledge. It was the tool of the salesman. And let's recall, too, the words of C. Wright Mills from our inaugural broadcast entitled Diogenes. And you can read them there still, on that page titled Diogenes, from his book titled White Collar, The American Middle Classes. He said, in a society of employees dominated by the marketing mentality, it is inevitable that a personality market should arise. For in the great shift from manual skills to the art of handling, selling, and servicing people, personal or even intimate traits of employees are drawn into the sphere of exchange and become commodities in the labor market. And to interrupt this quote, who was it that famously helped facilitate this pivotal societal shift? Why, it was one Frederick Winslow Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, called the father of scientific management, the man who introduced Henry Ford to time and motion studies because management did not want to rely on the specialized skills of its employees working Ford's assembly lines. F.W. Taylor, Taylorism. This is an organizing principle of society to this day. But to return to C. Wright Mills, kindness and friendliness become aspects of personalized service or of public relations of big firms, rationalized to further the sale of something. With anonymous insincerity, The successful person thus makes an instrument of his own appearance and personality. In the formulas of personnel experts, men and women are to be shaped into the well-rounded, acceptable, effective personality. To, of course, close the deal or to make that sale. The personality market, the most decisive effect and symptom of the great sales room, underlies the all-pervasive distrust and self-alienation so characteristic of a metropolitan people. Without common values and mutual trust, the cash nexus that links one man to another in transient contact has been made subtle a dozen ways and made to bite deeper into all areas of life and relations. People are required by the salesman ethic and convention to pretend interest in others in order to manipulate them. Men are estranged from one another as each secretly tries to make an instrument of the other. And in time, a full circle is made. One makes an instrument of himself and is estranged from it also. And of course, we have to consider these kinds of things. There's linear thought process and there's pattern recognition, field theory and particle theory, deductive reasoning and inductive reasoning, monistic, dualistic, and pluralistic thinking, reflections on faith versus belief. There's never-ending mimetic warfare. Those units of cultural replication called memes. Like a gene, like a virus, mind virus, that are in the form of signs, symbols, sensoria, that bring about resultant emotions and are constantly battling it out for mindshare. This spiritual war that is waged moment by moment for your mind, heart, your soul, necessitates that you and I stay real and honest with ourselves. At the end of the day, there is well-being. Your easy access to resources necessary for survival. But most importantly, it is the actions you yourself take to secure both. Also remember these handy internet reference sources. There is Etymology Online, etymonline.com. There's Wordnik, wordnik.com. There's Opposite Word, opposite-word.com. The ISM Book, ismbook.com. And probably my favorite, Answers, answers.com. Now, we've learned that words often lose their meanings, because no matter what we think a word or a group of words might mean, it's very difficult to cause others to also think of these words in the same way that you do. And therefore, they're not very useful tools of communication. And examples are those words liberal and conservative. Now, there's a fellow named Jeff Riggenbach. He wrote a book called Why American History Is Not What They Say, An Introduction to Revisionism. And he argues just that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
To a restaurant that's got glass tables, you can watch yourself while you are.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. On to more schools of thoughts, to isms. Now, if you'll go to today's program notes page, again at larkintexas.blogspot.com, first thing you're going to see is a stencil of a raised fist. That raised fist is a protest symbol of the autonomous movement in Vienna, Austria. And my goodness, I had no clue what this word meant until just a few days ago. Autonomism. Apparently it's some left-wing political and social ideology. Supposedly post-Marxist, Marxist, anarchist. Surprisingly, even libertarian. I guess a word that was first used back in 1620, coming from the Greek words, auto, nomos, referring to someone or something which lives by his or her own rule. But autonomy in this sense is not independence. While independence refers to autarky lifestyles, separated from the community, autonomy refers to life in society, but by one's own rules. Very interesting. Then there was that term libertarian socialism. And I had no idea that Noam Chomsky called himself a libertarian socialist. I had no idea. But then I learned about right libertarianism. And I realized that right libertarians, in contrast to left libertarians, shared an opposition to the state and a commitment to civil liberties. Both philosophies, though, are polarized with regard to economics. Left libertarians are opposed to capitalist institutions such as corporations, usury, and wage labor, while right libertarians see these things as natural and desirable. So I knew I was naive a few years ago, but I promise you, you read through some of this stuff, and you might consider that you might be naive too. So anyway, a few more words, and then we're going to go on to two other program notes pages. The first one is word clouds or war clouds, and the second is Melly Mellow. There's that word empiricism, supposedly fathered by Francis Bacon. It's the view that experience, especially of the senses, is the only source of knowledge. Then there's teleology, the study of purpose or design in natural phenomena. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now I can't be sure again.
Twist and go, twist and go, twist and go. Twist and go, twist and go.
Okay, welcome back. So Francis Bacon was an empiricist. When he drew an empirical conclusion, it was to be regarded as emanating only from the senses, that that was the only source of knowledge. And of course, science was king. Then that word teleology, it's simply the study of design or purpose. It's the use of ultimate purpose or design as a means of explaining phenomena. It's the belief in or the perception of purposeful development toward an end, as in nature or history. And who knew that we had to know what monism, dualism, or pluralism meant? When I think of monism, I think of Parmenides, who held the view that metaphysically, reality is ultimately a unified whole, and that all existing things can be ascribed to or described by a single concept or system. Dualism. Dualism, I remember this word because it was one of my teenage year mentors, Alan Watts, who warned that it was dualism that kept us separated from God. That condition of being double points to duality. In philosophy, it's the view that the world consists of or is explainable as two fundamental entities, such as mind and matter. In psychology, it's the view that the mind and body function separately, without interchange. That's why these psychiatrists can feed you drugs, or your child drugs, to control his individualistic behavior. He fidgets a lot. He doesn't listen in class. And so the nurse decides that your child needs to see a psychiatrist. So then your child's on Ritalin because you believe. In theology, dualism is the concept that the world is ruled by the antagonistic forces of good and evil. It's the concept that man has two basic natures, the physical and the spiritual. So Alan Watts warned that dualism caused man to be double-minded and remain separate. Then there's pluralism. We know that word is associated with diversity, multiculturalism, and of course, communitarianism. Communitarianism is that all-encompassing ism, which is the darling of academia today. But many just the same, like that word libertarian. Did you know that Cass Sunstein, President Obama's information czar, advocates for something called libertarian paternalism? Who would have thunk it? I didn't know Noam Chomsky thought of himself as libertarian. Then there's that word epistemology, which is that branch of philosophy that studies the nature of knowledge. its presuppositions and foundations, its extent, its validity. Then there's ontology, that branch of metaphysics that deals with the nature of being. And finally, here's one you'll like. That word nominalism, from philosophy, it's that doctrine holding that abstract concepts, general terms, or universals have no independent existence, and so exist only as names. I like that word too, nominalism. So we'll skip past Satanism for the moment. I think there will, you'll find a lot of interesting links on today's program notes page if you like looking into that sort of thing. So now I'm going to skip over to word clouds or war clouds, and now I'm going to race through these things. These are the schools of thought from hundreds of schools of thought, if not millions and millions of schools of thought. These are the isms which I have distilled down to one concise list, which seem to justify the communitarian ideology. And I'm going to just race through these, because you can read these things yourself, ladies and gentlemen. First, there is utopianism. I recommend congregator.net. Read Thomas More's Utopia. After all, he coined the word. Then there's Kabbalism. There are no moral absolutes. The only absolute is that there are no absolutes. Akin to Nietzscheism, in a sense, to Gnosticism, in a sense. It's justification for the communitarians and the humanist for what can be described as amoral behavior. In other words, morality has no consideration here. It's not moral. It's not immoral. It's immoral. Or, excuse me, it is amoral or amoral. Morality has nothing to do with it. Then there's Talmudism. Notice the Noahide laws, Public Law 102-14. See the Jewish Law of Shetar, S-H-E-T-A-R. Look at the United Nations, look at the U.S. Supreme Court today. I believe we have four Talmudists, four Catholics, and another one who calls himself a Catholic but is studying the Talmud. And then there's nihilism or nihilism. Kali Lassen, the guy who put together the Occupy movement, he describes himself as a nihilist or a nihilist. The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion talks about unleashing their nihilists. Then there's that word synarchism. S-Y-N-A-R-C-H-I-S-M. It's ruled by a theocracy. But in America today, it's every bit as much a Christian theocracy is a Judaic, a Mormon. Theocracy. Then there's that word obscurantism. Think of Plato's noble lie. If you're a techie, look up a guy named Bill Joy, J-O-Y. What did he have to say about this word, obscurantism? And realize today that when you hear words like civic Republican, what you're really referring to is a communitarian. Maybe a libertarian. Then there's that word utilitarianism, fathered by Jeremy Bentham, the father of utilitarianism. Now, he was that fellow that came up with the notion of a panopticon, a model prison. My goodness, these social scientists and behaviorists have been working on that damn prison model ever since. They know you and I probably better than we know ourselves. Then there's that word industrialism, human action, automation. Think engrenage, E-N as in Nancy, G-R-E-N as in Nancy, A-G-E, two gear wheels in motion. Think about F.W. Taylor. Then there's that word progressivism. Read Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. We must be progressive. I know at one time I thought that was a very cool word, and so I thought I was progressive. And I was most certainly liberal, because after all, I looked the word up, it said that a liberal was a free thinker. And I thought surely I was most clearly that too. Then there's that word syndicalism. Comes from that word, the syndics. Those people known as the syndics. Look at the painting by Rembrandt on the cover of a Dutch Master cigar box. Those were syndics. The syndics of the Draper's Guild. That famous painting is called. Well, syndics are people that are consigned or assigned to a group. In other words, they trade their freedom of choice, their free will, their independence, for union or association, generally by trade or profession. Syndicalists are people like the Wobblies, trade unionists, people with license, whether a medical or a legal license. The American Bar Association, the American Medical Association. Other words are employed too, conference, guild. These are people that are bound by contract. So they're no longer free and independent. Because after all, their living is at stake. Then there are those words humanism and transhumanism. All of these isms mean to do away with what is regarded as an outmoded golden rule. It needs to be syncretized. Doesn't quite mean what you think it means, because we're going to tell you differently what the golden rule means. And humanism goes to the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Transhumanism takes us past being human altogether. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, I know that you don't want to be reduced to twisting and crawling. With transhumanism, we're pointed towards posthumanism. With the marriage of man and machine, with technology, science, through military and industrial means, we'll be reduced to posthumans. And it's surprising how many people are working towards that end. Scientism, the primacy of science, utilitarianism, all is futile. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, President Obama's bioethics commissar, is a futilitarian. I bet he likes that duty to die principle in the new healthcare plan. And there's the big daddies, Darwinism, Malthusianism, careerism, credentialism, those false promises. Melly Mellow, though, is where, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find solutions. I suggest one I like is autarkism or autarky. A-U-T-A-R-K-Y. But don't think collectively. Think that word can be made your own. Think of your access to necessary resources, your well-being, first and foremost. You know what's necessary to survive. Certainly the Darwinists know all about survival of the fittest. Not to mention the law of the jungle. How are you, Ronnie?
Hello, Mark. I'm well. And you?
I'm great. How's the garden doing?
Oh, it's thriving in the month of August, yes. It's especially in the greenhouse where it has a regulated environment so that we don't have those low nighttime temperatures up here high in the Pacific Northwest. But thanks for asking. If I may, I'd like to contribute a thought. I thought about your page today is excellent as usual, but it seems to center around to me in my critical point analysis way about the quote from the Protocols of Zion. The cablest bankers say they must undermine all collective identity except our own, end unquote. The four legs of human identity are religion, race, nation, and family. This is a key issue, and before it's too late, I just want to encourage listeners to study geography, which is a temporal and spatial analysis of everything human in relation to the planet, and do it independently, maybe as an autarkist.
Well, it's very useful.
Very beneficial.
We're coming to the end of our broadcast, Ronnie. Thank you so much for those wise words. I think very useful.
Excellent page again. Thank you so much, Mark.